I think the best one is, you know, why did I get into photography in the first place? And am I getting out of it what I hoped? And if not, why? Because most people are going to say no.
That's interesting. When I ask myself that question, I think depending on the time of year, where I'm at in life at a particular moment, that answer can change quite a bit for
Right.
myself anyway. And if I asked myself that question 3 years ago, I would have said, hell yes. Maybe if I asked myself that question 6 months ago, I might be like, I don't know. So it's an interesting question because I think the answer can change over time and go back and forth too.
Right. Well, and that's right, but equally that can be an opportunity for you to say, well, why not? And you say, well, okay, that's because I'm stressing about something else, or things aren't working in a relationship, or I'm getting grief from my boss, or I've been sick, or I've got a family member who's ill or has lost their job. You know, there's all kind of circumstantial things that are going on in our lives all the time that, of course, they're going to influence us. And if our photography is a snapshot in time of who we are at that moment. I mean, the beauty of making photography in an innate way is it allows you to articulate discord. I went through a period last year making images that were super tense, you know, really edgy images with lots of dark emotional content. And I made a series of images called Music from Dark Spaces. And they perfectly represented who I was at that time. Now, I look back on them now and I love them. I still absolutely love them. I think that for me, they're probably some of the images that are most emotionally articulate from my point of view. But they perfectly represent who I was. And if I'd stepped into making them with any form of predetermination, I probably wouldn't have made them in the first place, because I would have opened them up in Lightroom and I'd start at the top and work through a process. And if you do that, then all your images turn out the same. You don't open yourself to the possibility of doing something different. So I'm absolutely these days into people understanding that when we process, we're dealing with an emotional palette. And that emotional palette, should we allow it to express herself, can unearth. It's like hypnotherapy. You know, it's like delving into your subconscious where you think, oh, well, wait a minute. God, I'm really sad. You know what I mean? Because it's like we go to these amazing landscapes and it's all about making joyful celebrations of nature. But it doesn't have to be. You know, an image, because the geometry, the underlying geometry that exists, whether it's, architecture or in a forest or water pouring over angular rocks, the geometry that exists within that scene has an emotional content to it. And it doesn't matter what the subject is. You know, you can take photographs of buildings. Nobody loves steel and glass. Well, some people do, I guess, if you're a civil engineer, but or an architect. But, you know, people aren't. They're not engaged emotionally with the thing. They're engaged emotionally with the graphical nature of the thing. It's airport roofs. You know, when you walk through airports and look up, the roofs are always amazing because people make them that way. So people just have something to look at before iPhones, of course. But, you know, we're engaging with an absolutely subconscious, rhythmic, repetitive pattern that's soothing or challenging or whatever. So that emotional relationship, and then when you process, that's your opportunity to add your own subtext, your emotional subtext, where you're basically saying, God, I'm really sad, or I'm sad but hopeful, or I'm sad but really sad. You know,
I was gonna
there's
say,
so much that we can
usually
say.
when I'm really sad, I'm staying home and watching a movie.
Well, it's funny because I tend to make my best images when I'm emotional.
That's interesting,
You
yeah.
know, I it you know it's you only have to look at other art forms. Think about all the classic love songs. They're all people who've just had their hearts broken.
Right.
You know, no one writes very few people write love songs when they're happy. And if they do, they tend to be really cheesy.
Right.
Whereas the great love songs are written by people who've just had their heart ripped out through their throat.
Right.
So, and I think from an emotional creative point of view, a lot of great art comes out of a dark place. Mm-hmm. Because it's when we feel the need to exercise those demons. So for me, it's a very productive time. So, you know, if my fiance is listening, make me sad.
I was going to say, do you ever wonder, cause I've noticed that to be true of a lot of landscape photographers that, for whatever reason, a lot of their best work comes out of like these periods of darkness or highly emotional states. And sometimes you wonder, like, are they putting themselves into these situations intentionally so that they can produce better photography, or do they just happen to have really bad luck in terms of bad stuff happening to them, to where they're producing really great photography like all the time?
Well, from a wonderfully Zen point of view, shit happens all the time.
Sure.
And it's not the thing that makes it sad. Generally, it's our reaction to the thing, right, that makes us sad. So again, now obviously horrible things happen. I mean, I'm not talking about really serious things that happen in people's lives where people are absolutely justified in being sad and having to mourn, sure, those things. Sure. But a lot of the other stuff, it's like getting road rage in a car. Yeah, you don't have to get angry just because someone cuts you off. You know, it's an unnecessary response to. So I think people get themselves into emotional situations largely, or can largely do it on their own. Mm-hmm. I honestly, again, you're gonna want to punch me because I'm always going to say stuff like, I can't really speak for what other people do anything. I've got no idea what motivates other people to get sad or happy, or I have enough problems living inside my own brain without externalizing to anybody else's.
No, but I think it is interesting though, because like if I think about myself, to a fault, I'm probably, you know, not as emotional as probably your average person, and I'm very pragmatic, and I'm kind of I'm kind of existentialist in nature. So like when bad stuff happens to me, I'm like, oh, there's like something to learn here. Whereas, you know, mm-hmm. other people might react totally differently and have emotionality about it. But I wonder if like for me that could, like, that's a strength obviously for some aspects of my life, but maybe from a photography perspective, that could be a weakness because I'm not able to harness that energy because I don't actually have it.
Right. Now that's an interesting one. Now, questions like that, I usually charge $750 a day.
Right. Right.
That's a very interesting point, because what you're saying is that there's a more of an analytical, pragmatic aspect to your personality than an emotional aspect to your personality. Now, that's assuming that creativity comes out of an emotional place. Now, all creativity is an articulation of something. Now, you can articulate something beautifully and technically, and it's still expressive and it's still creative. What you will find, even through the inflection of your voice, though, is that you impart an emotion. I can tell by listening to you when you're in a more thoughtful thinking frame of mind, where you're having to frame your sentences within the context of a podcast. And I can also hear in your voice when you get excited and more engaged on an emotional context. So I think what you probably find is that everyone has an emotional part of their brain, and everyone has, or most people do. I think Alex Honnold, free solo guy, questionable about, there's something different with his brain. But most people have a relationship between the technical or the analytical through to the emotional. And I think we've always assumed that emotional people are more creative. But that's just a judgment. So I'd say that it's just another judgment. It's just another expectation. And I think it's another one of those things that can really become a self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. where you think that you're an emotionless, pragmatic kind of doer of precision. So therefore you are. I've met a lot of technical people over the years, and people who have considered themselves more in line with what you've just been describing. I am a very emotional person, but equally have a very healthy dose of the technical, creative, pragmatic side as well. So it's a kind of a weird mix for me. But I think that this is where your subconscious will come into play. And if you have a strong technical foundation, so you don't have to be thinking, why am I doing this? I'll rephrase that. If you don't have to think of how do I do this, whether you're in the field, if you don't have to think about how do I make this filter work, or how do I get this exposure right, or how do I get this focused, if you can relegate all of that to your subconscious, then when you're in the field, you're just reacting on a subconscious level to stuff that's stimulating you. And if you allow that to happen without sticking your nose in and trying to control it, then that's a passport to innate composition, just allowing yourself to stick things in the frame however you want them to be. And if you feel yourself starting to align things or analyze things, then don't. Just walk away and wait until you get engaged with something else. And equally, the same thing happens when you're sat in front of the computer. If you allow yourself, if you don't have to think of, oh, well, how do I use the gradient tool, or how do I use this brush, or what does that slider do? If you don't have to think about those things, then you can allow your processing to come down from that exact same place, which is just tapping into your subconscious. And what you'll find is that underneath your pragmatic exterior, there is an emotional articulate being. So that would be my take on that, is that you can... I mean, I would consider myself to be a reasonably articulate person. I mean, I can express myself reasonably lucidly, but equally, I'm a very emotional person. But you can insert emotion into a sentence in any number of different ways. You don't have to be using emotional words.